Listening, Unit 10, page 78, B.
You will hear five people talking about their lifestyles. Complete both tasks as you listen. Task 1. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H the reason which best reflects why each person chose his or her current lifestyle. Task 2. For questions 6 to 10, choose from the list A to H the main advantages of the lifestyles mentioned by each speaker. Speaker 1.
My greatest ambition in life had always been to become a journalist. I studied English language and literature at university and edited the university student magazine. When I graduated, it took me a long time to get a job. I was relieved when I finally got one in a provincial newspaper and threw myself into the job, working very long hours, 6 or even 7 days a week. Little by little, though, I began to have doubts about my chosen profession. I just wasn't enjoying it as much as I'd hoped. A lot of the interviews I was doing seemed at best banal and at worst terribly intrusive. Finally, after a year, I handed in my notice. It was a big step, but I don't regret it for a minute. I decided to go back to college to train as a teacher. Now I work in a fantastic secondary school teaching English, and this year, 4 of my students are following in my footsteps, going to my old college to study English language and literature. I'm so proud.
Speaker 2.
On my 40th birthday, my life changed forever. I had been working in a bank, earning a good salary for almost 20 years. I had everything you could ask for: a kind and devoted husband, 3 lovely children, a beautiful house in town, a cottage in the country, 2 dogs, 2 cars, and a nanny. But everything I worked so hard for was being enjoyed by everyone else except me. So when I woke up on my 40th birthday, I felt miserable. My husband and I talked about it for a long time, and we decided that I would give up my job, we'd sell the house in town and one of the cars, give the nanny her notice, pack up the children, and go and live in our cottage in the country. We've now been living here for 3 years, and we all love it. We grow our own vegetables and are almost self-sufficient. The kids are much happier, and so are my husband and I. We may have fewer things, but we have more time.
Speaker 3.
I'd been made redundant and had been looking for a job for over a year. I was beginning to wonder if I'd ever work again when my sister Judy suggested we go into business together and open a cafe. I was very reluctant, as I knew nothing about catering, but she persuaded me to take a risk. She'd been working in a restaurant for over a decade, but she needed someone to make sure the financial side worked, and that's where I come in. It's been incredibly hard work. 12 to 16 hours a day, 7 days a week. I feel we almost live there, but it's been worth it. We're making a small but decent profit, and the future looks good again.
Speaker 4.
Things hadn't gone quite as I'd anticipated. I always thought I'd get a well-paid job, buy a big house, send my kids to private schools. But my husband left me, and there I was, a single mother of 2, living in a small flat, struggling to make ends meet. I needed a way to make a living that would fit in with the kids, and that's when I decided to take a risk and get a loan to buy a bigger house and take in lodgers. I was lucky my dad helped me with the loan, but he's really happy because it's paid off. I have 3 lodgers at a time. We all have our meals together, and so far I've been really lucky and we've all become friends. It's a brilliant way of making a living. It's fun for the kids too, and at least one of my dreams has come true. I live in a big house.
Speaker 5.
I wasn't very academic and didn't do that well in my exams. So my parents were quite worried when I left school at 16. I wasn't in the least bit worried, though, because I knew exactly what I wanted to do. I wanted to build houses, and I was more than happy to start at the bottom and learn my trade. I was lucky enough to get an apprenticeship with a brilliant building company, and they taught me every aspect of building a house. Now, 20 years later, I've got my own company. It's a great life. I'm my own boss. I have apprentices of my own, including my two sons, and I make a decent living.